Dana, following the Haywire Summit, I hear that you've been busy implementing and strategizing a few of the summit ideas in your town of Arno Bay. One of your ideas circulates around positive stories of youth in the media. Tell me about how your local newspaper has adapted this idea.
I'm actually a correspondent for my local paper, so I send in a lot of articles anyway. So what I've done is I've asked the editor if once a month I can send in about 5 or 6 articles altogether. The whole idea is just about positive things that youth are doing in our community, because there are really so many around this area and you just don't hear about them. You hear about the bad things, underage drinking and the fighting and all that kind of stuff.
So you're writing the articles for the paper. Tell me, what kind of great things are happening in Arno Bay?
One of the first articles I wrote was about coaching. A lot of younger girls and boys are only 15, 16 years of age are taking on the responsibility of coaching younger teams in football, netball, basketball, even tennis and squash. We have a local Friday night games, we call it, that runs in Arno Bay. There's usually about 30 kids from a town with a population of only 200 that get together and do lots of different activities that might be centred around the CFS, the St. John, you know, helping clean the vehicles and learn about fire safety or anything at all, but it's just a great little group of kids that get together and do positive things around the community.
And how do you think Arno Bay will receive this positive news? Do you think it will uplift everyone in the community?
I think it really will. We're already a very, very close community, and so we're already really supportive of one another, but it'll just bring the generations together often. There's a lot of stigma between the older generations and the young kids coming through, and it'll just help to break that down and bring everyone even closer than we already are.
Okay, so I hear that you're also implementing a Fresh Face Friday event in Arno Bay that supports positive body image and also promoting Body Image and Eating Disorders Awareness Week. Tell me, how are you doing this?
We're actually running Fresh Face Friday through the Cleve Area School Student Representative Council. So there are 3 components to our Fresh Face Friday event. The first is a What I Like About Me wall. So every student in the school will get a small piece of coloured card and they have to draw an image or write something that they like about themselves, and we'll collect all of those ideas together and create a huge wall to encourage positive thinking. The second part is encouraging them to do anything that they want to let them know that they can be anything they want to. And at the moment we're thinking a cargo net that's owned by the local scout group, and every student in the school will have a chance to go and try and climb that cargo net to get to the top. And at the end they'll get a certificate or a badge or a sticker that says, I conquered the cargo net, I can do anything. Third component is the Learning to Love You talks. We'll get in people like local health professionals or youth workers to just talk to the kids about what's going on in their lives and how they really are.
Why do you think it's so important to back these ideas and get these issues out there in the open?
One thing that we talked about a lot at the summit is that since a lot of the city kids are closer to ears of government, they get heard over us. Through all these different events, we can raise awareness that regional areas aren't just made up of, you know, boys that are into tractors and the girls that sit at home and cook the meals. We really are a diverse and interesting community that has as much interest in the running of our country and, you know, the world in general as people in the cities.